Country Club FM. All right, we're starting. I just got off the phone with one of our winners. The phone connection was so bad. You know, sometimes on the phone, Neil, G, B, D, E, all those E's, you can't tell the difference. I spent 2 minutes on the phone with a guy trying to get it to go, and he just couldn't understand.
Oh, my.
It wasn't his fault. He was very I'm very clear speaker. I'm sure he enunciates immaculately. But
My little Q circuit speaker is so bad.
Well, yeah. It's a phone, though, too, because I can hear. It's not the cue speaker here, because I hear all of my stuff when I cue it up for this beautiful almanac. I hear it fine.
Oh, that's true, too.
It's the phone.
It's the phone.
So that was Jay from Big Lake. I think I got his last name right. That was the key. Jay Gland from Big Lake. That's what I got out of it. And then Shelly Rowetter, her connection was better. She's from Oakdale. She won as well. So they're going to the Live-In Music Fest.
Awesome.
Congratulations going out to them. There's the Friday train whistle, as it is the Bob Almanac here today. No Almanac salutes here today. Mm-hmm. And so we get into Friday. So it's Friday the 13th, 257th day of the year. This date, 1788, kind of a big deal taking place with the Constitutional Convention. We were forming a country, Neil. And the Constitutional Convention decided that the first federal election was to be held on Wednesday the following February. And then it was on that day that George Washington was elected as the first president of the United States. So our first ever presidential election was actually in February. Huh. In addition, at the Constitutional Convention, New York City was named the temporary national capital.
Okay.
So that, you got
You know, it wouldn't stay that way, of course.
No, but of course not.
That's where we started.
Capital bounced around.
Yep.
A little bit there. 1963, let's get some audio. Let's fly with this here.
Mary Kay is a scientifically formulated skincare system
created to work with your type of skin
and taught to you by a professional Mary Kay beauty consultant.
To find the Mary Kay beauty consultant nearest you, look in the yellow pages under cosmetics.
Look, the yellow pages where you had to go for Mary Kay. I hear it was pretty good stuff. I never used Mary Kay cosmetics. We had some in our house. We had Avon and Mary Kay, and I don't know which one was better.
I really don't either. My mom was more, I think, Avon. I don't remember much of Mary Kay.
My mom, but, everything. They came to the door, she was buying it.
Okay.
Just the way it was. Kirby vacuums, Schwann's, it didn't matter. Good thing we lived out on the farm. We were a little remote, so we didn't have everybody. We didn't have the Fuller Brush guy. The Fuller Brush guys were notoriously wimpy. If there was any chance of them coming face-to-face with a cow, they weren't showing up.
They were out. Yeah.
Right?
We had them at our house in the city.
Yeah, I know. We were in the city, of course. But Mary Kay and Avon, they're both multi-level marketing.
Yes, they are.
Not pyramid schemes, though. No, you can't say that.
Don't say that.
They're not that. They're multi-level marketing. And Mary Kay Cosmetics, 1963. How about in 69?
Where are you?
Cartoon theme song.
And this is a good one.
Scooby Dooby Doo, where are you? We need some help.
You know, this was only on for 2 seasons, but it started the whole Scooby Doo franchise, which is still going to this day. 1969, Scooby Doo, where are you? And it premiered on CBS. I would have guessed ABC because when I was growing up, Saturday morning, the Scooby-Doo shows were always on ABC, but it actually started on CBS, and they canceled it after 2 seasons, and then ABC brought it back. They had the Scooby-Doo movies, you know, where they had the special guests.
Yes.
They would have Batman and Robin and Mama Cass and Jerry Reed. My favorite is the one with Don Knotts. The Tim Conway one wasn't bad either. So, Neil, if Scooby-Doo comes through, what is he going to have himself? He's going to, Scooby-Doo, if you come through, you're going to have yourself a Scooby snack.
Nice.
And that's the fact. So, Scooby-Doo, where are you this date? 1969, it debuted. We'll have another pretty good debut, maybe a couple here as we go. We move up to 71.
We have a total number of dead now recorded at 41.
That is among prisoners?
Yeah, still, this is the total number of dead. This includes 10 hostages. and 31 inmates.
It was an ugly situation in New York. This was the date that the National Guardsmen stormed Attica. The Attica Correctional Facility put an end to a four-day revolt. Attica was overcrowded, understaffed, and the prisoners there, the inmates, had just had it. They had enough of it, they went crazy. And as you heard, I think they added to that total, because my news here says a total of 43 people were killed in the final result. He said 42, but my info says 43. And that
41.
Was 41. The guy here? No, he said 42. I'm pretty sure he said 42. Let's see if we can get the
31 and 10.
Well, and then he didn't know his math.
We have a total number of dead now recorded at 41.
Oh, he did say 41.
Among prisoners?
This is the total number of dead. This includes...
So they added two since then.
Yes.
Because I've seen two sources that say 42 and 43, and he said 41. Hey, let's move up to 74.
This is Jim Rockford. At the tone, leave your name and message. I'll get back to you.
Jim, it's Shirley at the cleaners. You know that brown jacket? The one I said looks so great on you? Your favorite? We lost it.
Yeah, we heard that great Mike Post theme for the first time, 1974, on NBC TV, the first broadcast and premiere of the Rockford Files.
Yeah, great TV theme for sure.
James Garner.
And a very good show.
As Jim Rockford.
Very good show.
It was. He had a great car, too. That Firebird was sweet.
Yes.
So good Rockford Files made its debut on this day in 74. Another debut in 83.
They didn't say anything about rain today on the weather report. Either that fish has a driver's license or I'm underwater.
Inspector Gadget.
Oh, nice.
Made its debut and premiere on this day. Of course, you recognize that voice as Inspector Gadget, do you not?
Sure is. Don Adams.
Sure is.
Underdog and... No, Underdog was Wally Cox.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He was Tennessee Tuxedo.
Tennessee Tuxedo. Yeah.
Great voice. And, of course, Inspector Gadget. Go, go, Gadget Arms. That's his date, 1983. We're going to move up to 1996. Is the date that Tupac died.
Oh.
Rapper Tupac Shakur died. Remember, he was shot six days before in Las Vegas. It was West Coast versus East Coast, Neil.
Yeah, and there was a feud there.
They were settling scores, and somebody shot Tupac, and then shortly thereafter, Biggie Smalls was shot and killed.
Yeah, being a rapper was not a good thing then. Now,
people think it was P. Diddy, Puff Daddy at the time, was behind the Tupac Shakur death. But they don't know. It's still unsolved, I think. As of last check, still unsolved, a cold
case.
We'll
have to get Bob Stack on it.
Unsolved Mysteries.
Yeah, yeah, yep.
Let's move on to 2004.
Open your boxes. 1, 2, 3.
That's a bad one. Bedlam in the Oprah Studios this day in 2004. She was opening the 19th season of her talk show, and she decided to give everybody in the audience, 276 people to be exact, a brand new Pontiac G6 sedan. They knew Pontiac was going out of business. They weren't going to make any more Pontiacs, so they had a bunch of these G6s to unload, and Oprah got a good deal on them. Let's just say
Think she paid $28,000 and change for all of them.
No. I think she got a good deal because she is Oprah after all. You know, it's funny. The more money you make, the less you have to pay for things. You ever notice
that? Isn't that something?
Isn't that something? You get a lot of free stuff when you're rich.
Right. That's why I pay for everything. Right?
Now, are we going to do the same thing when we give away the... We should do that for the Four Wheels of Fun. We give away the keywords and then just surprise everybody. You get a side-by-side. You get a side-by-side. You all get a side-by-side.
Yeah, we'll work on that.
Maybe we would need Oprah's help.
Yeah. If they were the matchbox size, you know, you get for $299, we might get them.
This happened at the VMAs 2009. This seems like it happened just a few years ago, but heck, this is 15 years now.
Yo, Taylor, I'm really happy for you. I'm going to let you finish. But Beyonce had one of the best videos of all time. One of the best videos of all time.
Yeah, they weren't too happy about it with Conway. Conway. It was Tim Conway. Tim Conway West. It was Kanye who came up to the Conway Twitty.
Yeah.
He would have been around. He wouldn't have done that. But Kanye did. Kanye Yee or whatever he's called now. Taylor Swift was just kind of getting onto the scene, right? She was still relatively new.
Right.
2009, she won the Video of the Year. But apparently Kanye thought it should have gone to Beyonce. And, of course, Kanye, being the authority that he is when it comes to music videos, he just took it upon himself to go up there and give his view, because we all wanted to know what Conway thought.
I know what we call him. Annoying.
Yes, Kanye is annoying. Yeah. And then this was 10 years ago.
In his booking photo, Adrian Peterson looks as though he hasn't a care in the world. But in reality, the Minnesota Vikings star running back stands accused of a serious crime. The Montgomery County Sheriff's Office began an investigation into Peterson this spring over allegations he beat his son with a branch in an effort to discipline the child.
Yeah, that's the Adrian Peterson thing. It all kind of got rolling this date, 2014. He turned himself into police. He was then released. Ended up getting suspended and did not play the rest of that 2014 season. Didn't he have a big game? He had like a big game and a long run. Was against the Lions?
Sounds
right. Do you remember in game one of the season? And then this all kind of blew up. And now he's in big trouble now money-wise. He took out some huge loan and he hasn't been able to pay it back. Obviously did not manage his money.
Yeah.
He didn't manage his money.
Made some bad decisions.
It's probably himself and the people that he surrounds himself with. It's a problem with some of these athletes. They get these clingers, honors, you know, and they take advantage.
You hang around takers, not givers.
Yes, that's exactly. Let's move on to birthdays now today.
What do you do?
I read minds.
Oh, come on. I don't believe in that. It's some kind of a trick. Nobody can read minds.
No. Want me to tell you what you're thinking right now?
That doesn't take a mind reader.
No?
That's from Mission Impossible. That's Cinnamon Carter.
Oh, yes.
Cinnamon. That's Barbara Bain, 93. And I was going to play the Mission Impossible theme, but I don't know if we could take both the Rockford Files and the Mission Impossible themes in the same almanac. I don't know if I don't even know if the almanac could handle that kind of greatness, but Barbara Bain from Mission Impossible is 93.
What goes up must come down.
David Clayton Thomas, lead singer, Blood, Sweat, and
Still
Tears.
Still with us.
83 today. Had to give up the lead singing duties a while back. He just lost his voice and couldn't do it anymore. So they brought that American Idol guy in. I can't remember his name. Bo Bice.
He does a good job from what I've heard.
Yeah, he's got that bluesy sound that David Clayton Thomas perfected. Again, he's 83.
What a great sound.
80 today for this guy. Peter Cetera. He was in Chicago, and then he went solo, and he's 80 today. He became probably the prominent voice of Chicago after Terry Kath's passing. Kind of took the torch the rest of the way and sang lead on most, not all, but most. Jacqueline Bisset.
If there's some misunderstanding, perhaps I can help.
There's no misunderstanding. Are you traveling with this lady?
No.
Then it's none of your business, sir. This woman is a stowaway.
Are we going to turn back?
You're not that important. When we land in Rome, you'll be handed over to the authorities.
She was a stewardess, airport, 1970. Look out, Helen Hayes, a stowaway. And intrigue will, and it's about to follow. What's about to happen is going to be amazing, and you're going to want to tune in for Jacqueline Bisset.
Did you ever see The Deep by chance?
I've never seen The Deep.
Oh,
you a big fan of The Deep?
Yes, it's very good. And she looked superb in that movie.
Very nice. Well, for that reason alone, I'm going to watch it. She's also 80 today.
Charlie, a few things have been happening around here. Nothing many
significance. We just wondered if there was some explanation.
Oh, you mean like things moving around and that painting falling off the wall?
Yes.
God, there's a logical explanation for that.
Yeah, I knew there would be.
The house is haunted.
She was one of the designing women. She was Charlene, not Charlene. It was Charlene.
Oh, sure.
Jean Smart also was on. She had a recurring role on Frasier and won Emmys for that.
Okay.
As she would go there and romance Frasier, Jean Smart, 73. That's what Fred Flintstone did. Every morning when he took Dino out, he would walk the dinosaur.
Right.
Don Was of Was Not Was and their one-hit wonder Walk the Dinosaur from the 80s, 74 today. He was catching predators.
I'm sorry.
Can I get you a glass of milk to go along with those cookies?
Sure. So what are you up to tonight?
Not a whole lot.
Is everything okay?
Yeah, everything's fine.
Yeah, actually, everything is just fine, but I need you to have a seat right there.
Have a seat right there. He was catching scumbags, Chris Hansen. And you know what? I think Arnold Schwarzenegger and Jesse Ventura could have used his services, too, to catch a predator.
Oh, yes.
I mean, he's catching all these predators. Could he not have helped just catching the predator?
The predator?
Yes.
You think he would have?
He's Chris Hansen from NBC News. He's 65. This guy's funny. If you've seen one of the roasts, you know who he is.
Look at this place. Tony Curtis, Jack Carter, Red Buttons. I've seen younger faces on Cash. This isn't a roast, it's a rot.
Yeah, that was his. He's the roast master general, Jeffrey Ross.
That is funny, right?
Yeah.
That's good.
He's 59. Yeah.
I say half everything in here belongs to her. Which half do you want? You want this half? You want this half?
Don't mess with a mad black woman with a chainsaw. Looks like a McCulloch. Which half of the sofa do you want, Neil?
Well, I'll take whatever half she doesn't.
That's Tyler Perry's Diary of a Mad Black Woman. I think that's the first of the Madea movies.
Okay.
You big Madea fan? You like those Madea movies? They're entertaining.
Yeah.
Tyler Perry likes to dress and drag. 55. Joe Don Rooney. Three names for Rascal Flatts. He's their guitar specialist, Neil. Acoustic, bass, mandolin, banjo.
Yep.
If it's a stringed instrument, it's Joe Don Rooney's speciality. He's 49. And our rapper of the day today, Playboi Carti. Playboi Carti is 28
Playboi
today.
Carti.
Yeah. Playboi, and that's Playboi, Playboi. That's the new modern kind of hip, kind of street lingo spelling of boy, B-O-I.
Right.
It's like boy.
We got
boy.
It.
Okay. And he's 28 today.
And I'm sure very, very talented. All right, gone but not forgotten. We got quite a list today. Let's start with Dr. Walter Reed. He had a hospital. The guy was a very smart man. He kind of, you know, he's the guy that figured out that yellow fever came from mosquitoes. And then he died young of appendicitis, you know, which they cure. Well, you've had that. I mean, you can survive that, but they couldn't in the early 1900s. Walter Reed, 1851, and one of the foods and the men that built America, Milton S. Hershey. The Hershey Chocolate Company did pretty well, is still doing pretty well.
Yeah.
And it's yummy and delicious.
I got some M&Ms. Remember we had the
anniversary
of the launch of M&Ms. I went and bought some M&Ms. And that Hershey, Pennsylvania, you want to go to a town that smells like nothing but chocolate, that's the place to go. Basically, that's a town that was built around his factory.
That's right. Yes. They built up this town to support all the people that worked.
Yeah.
Because it just kept getting bigger and bigger as a monster.
People
Milton S. Hershey, 1857. All right, let's get our first audio of the Gons, and that is country music. Hall of Famer, the great Bill Monroe.
It ain't so light till the break of day when the caller was hollering, do-si-do, you knew Uncle Ben was ready to go. Hey, you got about some down how the hill is above the town.
Yeah, before Ricky Skaggs.
Yeah, so very, very talented. And the sounds of Bill Monroe, born on this day, 1911. Scott Brady was an actor that was in some movies like The Gremlins and others.
So I'm going to test your Western TV show knowledge. Do you know Shotgun Slade? He was in a
I
show.
Have vaguely yes. remember it, but yeah, you don't see that one.
That's the theme. That one doesn't get played on the INSP network, does it?
No, I don't know. Even Grit, I don't think, has Shotgun Slade.
Shotgun Slade.
But Scott Brady was in that, also yeah. in the China Syndrome, a movie, and some other things, 1924. Old Velvet Fog himself, musician, actor, the great Mel Torme.
Ladies and gentlemen, I want to dedicate this song to a very courageous young man. When you're smiling.
And that courageous young man is Kramer, who's been given too much Novocaine.
When you're smiling.
Nice.
Mel Torme, he was at a benefit for the disabled, and he mistook Kramer as somebody who they were raising funds for that night.
When you're.
Oh, that's too good.
Cosmo.
Yes.
When you're laughing.
The great Mel Torme there.
What was his nickname, Neil? His nickname
was Velvet Fog. Yeah, 1925. He was Jaws in a couple of Bond movies. Of course, his great appearance in Happy Gilmore. He was in Pale Rider, a great Clint Eastwood Western. We're talking about the very large Richard Kiel.
Not to mention also The Longest Yard.
Oh, yes.
We're getting up a football game against the guards. Wondered if maybe you and some of your buddies here would like to join in on the fun.
With the guards?
Uh-huh.
Sure, I'd like that.
Sign him up.
I'm way ahead of you.
See you around.
Look forward to it.
And I believe later on in the game, didn't he break somebody's freaking neck?
I think he
freaking
did.
Neck. Freaking.
Freaking.
Freaking. I think.
19, yes. Freaking neck. 1939.
Heck of a defensive lineman.
He didn't even get down
into a stance, and he just stood up and he clotheslined the guy and he broke his freaking neck.
He had to be 7 foot or plus, maybe. He was a big man. Richard Kiel, 1939. Singer, actress, we like her. Didn't she sing her own theme show song?
Sure
Mel
did.
Carter.
Give me a break, I sure deserve it.
It is TV theme time once
to
again.
The top. Give me a break, I'm looking forward. Get behind me, pull out every stop.
And they used her first name, too. Just kept it. Very easy that way.
Makes sense.
For Nell Carter and now Nell Harper on the program, Give Me a Break. Nell Carter was born on this day, 1948. And one more from the group Sister Sledge, Joni Sledge.
We're playing the game of Know Your Sister Sledge. Know Your Sledges.
Know Your Sledgehammer.
Well, I was going to say, we had that other feature, Know Your Various Sledgehammers, various pounds of your variety of sledgehammers. You know, 10-pound sledge, 50-pound sledge. That's a tough one,
Right, that's a big hit.
So, yeah,
big hit for Sister Sledge. And Joni Sledge, born on this day, 1956. We lost her young. And, in fact, we've lost all of them because they're all gone, but not forgotten.
Your staff forgot one.
You know where 1640 Riverside...
Are you going to order something, kid?
Yeah. Give me a tab.
Tab? I can't give you a tab unless you order something.
Right, give me a Pepsi free.
You want a Pepsi, pal? You're going to pay for it.
Yeah, he was Lou. He had Lou's Cafe back in 1955 there. Back to the Future, Norman Alden, who was also the voice of Aquaman in the early Super Friends.
Oh, that's right.
Norman Alden
you
there
can
from...
You hear his voice,
exactly.
Oh, very nice. And he was... What year was he born?
If I could just summon a school of electric eel, I might be able to break the... might be able to break the vice-like grip of this octopus.
He summoned help.
Yeah, he did. So, Norm Alden. Now they're all gone.
Gone, but not forgotten.
His year was 1924. Would you to start a Bob-a-thon with Leaving Louisiana in the Broad Daylight?
Sure.
That, of course, the Oak Ridge Boys, Toby Keith Stays in Mexico, or Dolly Parton and that haunting tune, Jolene.
Oh, yes. I think we should do Dolly Parton this morning.
WQPM, Princeton, WLKX, Forest Lake, KDBG, Albany, KDDG, HD1, Albany, St. Cloud, KDGY, Faribault, KLCI, Elk River.